As marijuana moves into the mainstream, more filmmakers are taking a look at all aspects of cannabis culture. These days, marijuana movies are about more than hiding from Sergeant Stadenko or trying to get to White Castle for the munchies. Join with us as we explore the latest in the cannabis cinema. Welcome back, everybody. It's 30 after the hour, and we've got a great guest joining us here for our cannabis cinema segment. He's with us before for his first documentary, or the first one we talked about, Drug Lawed, D-R-U-G-L-A-W-E-D. And now he's back with the first episode of the follow-up, Drug Lawed 2. It's Eric Rice joining us here from New Zealand. Thanks for staying up with us. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for having me back on your show.
It's great to be here. And before we talk about Drug Lawed 2, let's talk about the first one, because the last time we spoke to you, you were just getting Drug Lawed out, and it was doing well at the festivals. How has Drug Lawed been received, and what sort of success did you see with the film?
Well, I won Best Feature at the New York Cannabis Culture Film Festival, so that was great. I've been nominated for several awards in other festivals. It's been in festivals in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the US. So it's doing pretty well in the festival circuit. But I don't think many people actually know about the film. I think it's one of the largest scale cannabis documentaries ever made. So it was filmed in 9 different countries, and it has an absolutely outstanding cast, including, well, the sequel has the former president of Uruguay in it. And the one that I just released now features Professor Raphael Meshulam, the discoverer of the of the molecular structure of cannabis.
So great work on the Drug Lawed documentary. I enjoyed watching it. So what's happening now? What is the focus of Drug Lawed 2?
Drug Lawed 2 seems to be predominantly about medical cannabis and patients' rights. And it expands more at the end, where we talk about Uruguay, where recreational cannabis is now fully legal, first country in the world for it to be fully legalized. But mostly it's about the patients and about how badly the drug war is affecting people who are the most vulnerable members of our societies.
In your filming of this documentary, you got to deal with medical cannabis patients all around the world. Give us some idea of the breadth of this documentary, because we, of course, here in the States, we think about the medical cannabis states here, maybe a little about Canada. What's it like for you with a worldwide perspective on this?
Well, Israel ranks number one in terms of its cannabis research. In fact, a lot of the Canadian and American research programs are outsourced to Israel just for legal reasons, because Israel never had all these restrictions on research the way the FDA and the DEA have imposed them on the U.S. So they are way ahead of everybody else, and they've got incredibly in-depth data. So they know exactly what compounds to use, which cannabinoids to use, and in which combination to treat various diseases. And with astounding results, we're talking sometimes 80 to 90% success rates where pharmaceutical products have completely failed or have underperformed. So Israel has really blazed a trail there. Recently, we're going to have a little appendix to the Israeli segment, because recently they've decriminalized cannabis. So the general population is now not going to be penalized for possession and use of cannabis, which is a major step forward. When I was there, I was staying in Jerusalem at a hostel, and I came down the steps one night to see this long-haired friend of mine that I just made, an acquaintance I just made at the hostel, being arrested. And when he was returned at about 3 a.m. in the morning by the police who had held him in a cell, they just walked up to him and they demanded to search him. And he had absolutely no rights at all to refuse to be searched. And once they found it, they arrested him. So the laws in Israel, although they are very accommodating where it comes to medical cannabis, are very backward when it comes to recreational cannabis, but they've just taken a major step forward in decriminalizing cannabis for general use. So you know, there is progress around the world. That's just one country. I could go through the other 8 or 9. The stellar examples are Portugal and the Netherlands. That's where the drug war has been rolled back substantially. In fact, in Portugal, all drugs are decriminalized, and the results have been absolutely astounding. We had several commentators pointing out that drug use has declined, HIV infection rates have declined because that's linked with intravenous drug use. There's half the costs on their addiction services that there were before 2000 when they legalized. So across the board, it's just been a win-win-win situation for Portugal. And I think other countries will follow suit. It's just a matter of time.
We're speaking with Eric Rice, the filmmaker behind Drug Law 2, Episode 1, Scientist. How many episodes will we be looking forward to in this documentary series?
Well, in series two, there will be 5 episodes, and each one is based in a different country. And the second one that's coming out next month is based in New Zealand. It details the story of Alex Renton, who was the very first Kiwi, what we call a New Zealander, to receive an exemption from the Minister of Health to use cannabis. So in the 40 years that we've had the Misuse of Drugs Act in New Zealand, that there was a provision that said medical cannabis users can apply to the Ministry of Health and they can be signed off to allow them to use medical cannabis. And it took 40 years, just over 40 years, before a single person received that exemption. So it was a major breakthrough. But I mean, imagine how many people have died waiting for access to medicine in the meantime. So it is quite a tragic story, but there's a glimmer of hope and we are seeing a little bit of progress in New Zealand.
How about some of the patient stories, some of the people that are afflicted by various maladies and are finding relief in medical cannabis? Any notable biographies that are being introduced in these films?
Oh, yes. We've got double amputees, people suffering from chronic pain that was untreatable by other medicines. We're now just starting to film a 2-year-old child who is beginning his CBD oil treatment. And so I'm hoping that there will be results there. I can't report on whether or not it's working yet because it's too soon to tell. But based on what I've seen in other countries, there's a very high probability that the child will respond to the CBD oil, and you'll have an absolutely great story come out of that, I hope.
Oh, I have had so many here in the States that have come out, and I know there's plenty that are happening around the world now. And we're speaking live with Eric Rice, the documentary filmmaker behind Drug Law 2. If in our YouTube chat room anyone has any questions, we'll take those as well. I'm interested, as someone who has to produce, you know, something far more limited than what you have to produce, what were some of the hurdles? Did you have any hurdles to overcome with the governments of these countries trying to get information from them about their programs?
I've had hurdles in New Zealand from the government. Well, the police specifically, they seized my camera and my tapes and hard drives and actually compiled evidence against one of the people in my films. And that evidence was used to send him to jail for, he was sentenced to 2 years, but he served 11 months. So I have that on my conscience. He doesn't hold it against me. It was just, you know, it was just an unfortunate thing that the police happened to raid his premises while my camera and tapes were in a drawer there that I just left them to store while I was traveling around New Zealand. I left some of my equipment there, and the police had a warrant to seize all their electronic goods. So all of that stuff was seized, and it just provided them with this breadbasket of evidence against this guy. So he's a longtime cannabis activist. Dr. Green is the guy I'm talking about for those who want to see him in the movie. He opened New Zealand's first cannabis club to much acclaim, and it was a fantastic place, very popular. And there were factions of the police who were actually supportive. And I've even got CCTV camera footage of two police officers walking into the daiquiri with permission, invited in there, and looking at the vending machine into which you would feed $20 and then you'd receive a gram of cannabis. That's the price of cannabis in New Zealand, $20 a gram, New Zealand dollars. And there's no sound because the CCTV doesn't record sound. But my two friends who were showing these cops around the premises said, well, okay, guys, we're going to turn a blind eye, and if we ever need to come back here, we're going to phone you ahead of time so you have some time to hide the weed from us. Basically, wow. Trying to accommodate them as much as they could, but they had obviously been instructed to pay a visit to the premises. So they came, but they were extremely friendly and very forthright. But then cops in the Henderson branch, they were from the New Lynn branch, which was the local police constabulary, cops from the Henderson branch got wind that the Newlyn cops were sympathetic, and they sent in a goon squad to crush the place. And that was the end of the daiquiri. After 18 raids, they basically destroyed the place and put Dr. Green in jail again. This time he served just under 2 years.
Wow. Is this in any way related? Somewhere in the back of my memory, I recall a story from New Zealand about pushing a burning shopping cart full of cannabis into a police station. Did this have anything to do with that, or am I misremembering?
I filmed that. If you
I
look on
was
YouTube,
right.
there's a. Have you seen the video?
I have.
Okay, I'm holding the camera, and that stunt was part of. It was the culmination of our tour. We had toured in the Cannabus. There was actually three of these buses painted green with red and yellow lettering saying "legalized cannabis" and "legalized medicine" on the sides of them, and we toured the entire country, parking the bus up in various public places and holding protests by smoking weed. And there were only a couple of arrests, and they were minor charges that were basically thrown out. So most of the cops were actually accommodating of this. And then we culminated the tour by parking the cannabis outside Parliament and marched on Parliament. There were several hundred stoners all marching with joints and waving flags. And then we sat down outside the Parliament for a couple of hours, just basically having a party while the police looked on because they'd been instructed by the Speaker of the House not to intervene in our protest. And then after that protest, we marched to the police station where the shopping cart cannabis bomb was ignited by a somewhat colorful character named Alan Mansell, who once ran for mayor of Wellington. And he had been repeatedly harassing that Wellington police, central police station, doing these stunts. He's been arrested occasionally, but most of the time he gets away with it. One of the times he was arrested was when he suspended himself with ropes wrapped in the New Zealand flag from the beams above the entrance hall of the police station, high on mushrooms and smoking joints. So he was arrested that time. But the time with the cannabis bomb, we actually just overran the police station and the cops ran away. They disappeared from the foyer of the police station for several minutes while they called in backups, and then about five or six cops emerged with fire hydrants and extinguished the cannabis bomb and wheeled it away into the back of the police station, still smoking quite heavily. And Alan had basically taken over the police station for about an hour with his screaming fans. And then they pushed us out onto the steps where we just sat there smoking joints for another half an hour before we finally dissipated.
That's fantastic. What a great story. And John Oliver recently did a piece on the New Zealand flag, trying to come up with something new for that. Can we get a cannabis leaf on that flag, perhaps?
There should be one. New
Yeah.
Zealand has got one of the highest rates of use per capita in the world. So it should be on the flag. Although lately though, there's been a crisis in the country and there's been a massive undersupply for the market. And that's due to a number of factors, but mainly police eradication has reached a fever pitch, especially in the North Island, where they're using high resolution cameras now and computer image processing to identify the plants, whereas before they would use binoculars. They'd fly over in helicopters and it would just be people trying to spot the plants. Now it's been computerized, and they're also saving up. I have to confirm this, but I've heard reports that in the South Island they ran fewer helicopter raids in order to save up money to buy drones, which will then be automated to fly over vast swathes of the country. So they are taking their eradication program very seriously, and New Zealand still has the highest arrest rate for cannabis in the entire world. So per capita, you might find this interesting. Per capita, New Zealand is spending about 2 to 2.5 times the United States in terms of its war on cannabis. And the United States, as you know, is spanking money at an obscene rate, something like $700 a second or a minute, I can't remember, but just an obscene amount, exceeding $8 billion just for the war on cannabis, let alone the drug war in general, per annum, but New Zealand is proportionally spending more than double that.
That's amazing. Well, Eric, let's give folks some online resources and ways they might find Drug Laud 2 or a film festival or wherever they might find it.
Well, you can go to druglawed.com, druglawed.com. It's a joke, like outlawed and drug lord. I didn't need to explain that, but some people get a bit confused. Or you can go to druglord.vhx.tv, either or, and you can download all 9 episodes of Series 1 for $4.20, and the first episode of Series 2 featuring Rafael Meshulam in Israel, that's also $4.20. When I finish all of the episodes in Drug Lord 2, you'll be able to download the entire series for $7.10.
Oh, very well done. Well, Eric Rice, thanks so much for joining us, and what is it, morning in New Zealand now?
It's almost lunchtime now.
Well, have yourself a wonderful lunch. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Russ. Great to be here. Bye.
All right, check it out at druglawed.com, druglawed.com. Eric Rice was our guest, and the movie is fantastic.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.